his ultimate calling, the giving of himself as the sacrificial lamb on the cross of Calvary. The Lord Jesus spoke in the temple, in houses, on fishing boats. He spoke to individuals. He spoke to great crowds. He spoke here in the house of Bethany. And Mary wanted to listen. She sat to hear the Master speak. She sat at her feet, at his feet, to hear the Master, to hear the teacher, to hear the King. As Saul of Tarsus sat at the feet of Gamaliel, so Mary sat at the feet of the Lord Jesus. She chose a more spiritual activity, an activity of piety, and it was more fitting, more suitable. She was seeking a blessing from the Lord. Brethren, we may be so active in legitimate pursuits, lawful activities, but we must take time to be with the Lord, to commune with him in our homes, in our places of work, wherever we find ourselves. Yes, we can think of godly things. We can pray whilst we are active. Think of the arrow prayer of Nehemiah to the Persian king. Spurgeon said, "I rarely pray for more than 5 minutes, but rarely does 5 minutes pass where I have not prayed." And of course, there are those special occasions, just as Mary found, where she could sit at Jesus' feet. Now, we do not have the physical presence of the Lord of glory with us today, but surely we sit at his feet on those appointed days of public worship, of the public consideration of his word, and of public prayer. And we should be diligent on attending these public means of grace. When we do so, we are sitting, as it were, at the feet of Christ to hear his word. We must understand that sitting at Jesus' feet was a more formal occasion. And therefore, I think it's an appropriate analogy to demonstrate our formal occasions when we attend church in a public and gathered fashion. Mary did not neglect the occasion, neither should we. Martha was cumbered about with many things. She was distracted with what we may say were peripheral things. Mary chose the good part, the better part. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you." So however important, however pressing, and how indeed needful our daily lives are, and our activities, our work, our employment, and so on, they are all but means to an end, to serve the Lord. Do not put these things before the Saviour. Lastly, we consider, of course, our Lord himself. Oh, so careful are our Lord's words of rebuke and his words of commendation. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Martha wanted, as we've already seen, she wanted the Lord Jesus to rebuke Mary, but she was the one at fault. Friends, incidentally, does this not also prove our Lord's divinity? That he is what he was, is very God. He knew the heart of Martha. He knew her disposition. He knew the agitation that she was in. He knew her peevish spirit, her bad attitude towards her sister Mary. He knew that Martha's priorities were not right. And what he knows, what the Saviour knew about Martha, he knows about us. He knows about us. The repetition of Martha's name was affectionate and gentle. Oh, friends, see how kind and gentle the Saviour was. Martha, Martha. I think often in our childhood experiences, we may have had our parents say, Andrew. But here, it is Martha, Martha. He calls her to her senses. He points out her faults. And he commends her sister Mary for choosing that good part. You must ask, what is that good part? What is the good part that Mary was so determined to have for herself? And I don't believe there's any doubt as to what that was. It was the act of sitting at the Lord's feet, hearing his heavenly discourse, hearing those things which appertain to the good of the soul. The word of God is the good part. We sit at his feet, and when we sit under the word of God, we sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus. We do not sit over the word of God. We sit under the word of God. As the teacher, the Lord Jesus, was in the chair and Mary sat at his feet, so we must always be under that great teacher, the word of God. That is the instructor that the triune God has given to us. And when we sit under the word of God, in all occasions, in church, in family, in private, in our closets, we sit under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other teacher. There is no other teacher. And let us be warned by Martha. And let us be encouraged by Mary. And friends, I just would remind you, Martha was strongly criticized in this passage, but never forget, she was a great woman of faith. A great woman of faith. So then this evening, the Lord's command to us is to choose the good part, to choose the good part. Amen. we're going to conclude the formal part of our evening's devotion, the singing of Psalm 84. Psalm 84. And verses 1 to 5. How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts, to me. The tabernacles of thy grace, how pleasant, Lord, they be. My thirsty soul longs vehemently, yea, faints thy courts to see. My very heart and flesh cry out, O living God, for thee. Behold, the sparrow findeth out an house wherein to rest. The swallow also for herself hath purchased a nest. Even thine own altars where she safe her young ones forth may bring. O thou almighty Lord of hosts, who art my God and King. Blessed are they in thy house that dwell. They ever give thee praise. Blessed is the man whose strength thou art, in whose heart are thy ways. Let's now sing Psalm, part this part of Psalm 84.
How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord, to me. My thirsty soul longs vehemently, yea, faints on thy courts to see. My very heart and flesh, O Lord, behold,
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with each one of us and our loved ones, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Andrew.
Hello. Hello, Lorna.
Hello, is that Daniel? Or Daniel?
Yes, that's Daniel, yes.
We can have
How are you?
Yes, I'm very well.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're sorry for the delay with Zoom. We sort of weren't aware that Mark wants us to do the Zoom, and then he called us, and so I'm sorry for that.
No, don't worry, because I remember that he was at the conference, but I didn't quite know what was happening for the prayer meeting, so mm-hmm. that's why I sent him a text to find out if it was, you know, the Bible study was still on. So, mm-hmm. but never mind. I did get something of what Andrew said, which was a blessing anyway, so that was good.
Yeah.
So what's happening tomorrow then? Do you know if there's a prayer meeting tomorrow?
I think you need to speak tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, I think probably.
Probably not, but I don't know. Mark is...
Okay. Do you
know
what? Because I know Pastor Roland Brown, he's in Madeira, I think, at the moment, so I don't think he'll be doing it. But I'll join anyway and see if Pastor Mark opens up, so anybody's going to come.
Well,
thank you very much.
On the Lord's Day.
Sorry?
Some of us will see you at the Lord on the Lord's Day, Lorna.
Yes, on Sunday. Yeah, very well.
Take care.
Okay, bye. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.